Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gang got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstate for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can't you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance and take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and salam peace to you all. We welcome everyone to another wonderful night. That's right, here we are again on Sunday night doing our thing, Point of Impact Live. And we thank you for joining us, our listeners. Alhamdulillah, I hope you all are willing to accept my beautiful co-host tonight. And Mother Queen, you with us, Sister Krista?
Yes, I'm here.
Alhamdulillah. And my beloved brother to the people, Hassan. That's my brother right there.
Peace and solidarity to you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I'm feeling a little under weather, but we're here, and we're gonna enjoy this night in reflection of the work that we've been doing on the ground, boots on the ground, to kind of give you insight or give you, a review of things that we are involved in, organizations that are operating, that we associate ourselves to. And we're going to share that with you tonight, and it's still there for that information for you, so that if you're seeking maybe certain avenues, we may be able to help you. So that's who we are tonight. Hassan, you want to take over?
Yes, sir. First and foremost, giving all thanks and praise due to the Most High God Allah. Tonight, you know, I want to set the stage for what it is that we're going to be talking about tonight as far as the work that we are doing and what is being done in our communities. You know, what I'm always brought to mind is that the man who had no shoes, he cried until he saw the man who had no feet. And I want to say that based upon the present struggles that we're all undergoing and that we're going through right now within our society, within our communities, our neighborhood, within the dismal crypts of prisons that stem from mass incarceration, and the greater effect that it's had upon our community at large. And so we have all joined forces and done everything that we can to strive to make a difference in whatever way that we can that's going to be productive and conducive toward the type of community that we want to see our children grow up in. And so with that being said, you know, Krista, I know, you know, you got a plethora of things that you're doing. And I really, really want the people to understand the type of work that you have been putting in since I've known you, since before I met you, having learned your backstory and all that you are doing right now. I just want, you know, to kind of give you an opportunity to elaborate on those things that you're doing right now within our community, you know?
Extraordinary resume. So
for me, it started with La Una, and La Una was an all-black construction company that was coming. They started up north, and they were migrating to the south. So they stopped through here in Richmond, Virginia, to start an all-black construction company, and because they wanted to be able to have more jobs for us, and you know, so I had to be the canvasser for them and do surveys, and I was out in every low-income housing community in the city of Richmond trying to get in, and went to sign up for it, and it was self-trained courses. So it was an opportunity for great opportunity for people coming home from prison because no background checks. You know, they didn't care what your background was, because the gentleman who was CEO, he too had did some time. So he understood that it was a great need and a great opportunity for men to, you know, grasp a hold of the make $20 an hour. And being able to feed their family and be acclimated back to the community. So from there, you know, it became politics because you had to get the job voted in, and you had to prove that it was a need for it through legislation.
Right.
So
right.
That led me to canvass for, once I was canvassing for La Una and bringing all the jobs in, one of the councilwomen who was running, she saw my dedication, my hard work, and so she was like, I'm going to steal you from them because I need you to canvass for me. This is my first time running. So then she ran for 5th District, Stephanie Lynch, and she won with just myself and one other formerly incarcerated young lady canvassing for her, just the two of us.
Right.
So she won, and then also Mayor Stoney, he won. I also canvassed for him during the time that I canvassed for Stephanie Lynch. And then that would lead me to getting into the politics of it all. I never knew the chain of command when it comes to just trying to start a union job. And, or any type of organization, that all the entails of voting it in and have it solidified. So that kind of got me into that. And then FOE, Freedom Over Everything, saw the work that I was doing with Stephanie Lynch, and they asked me, well, if you're doing all that, can you help us start, you know, can you be our executive director for Freedom Over Everything and help us, the guys on the inside, was our first rally. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So that is a job. Because, you know, you think of rallies and then you think, you know, we had just had the Floyd, George Floyd incident that went down.
George
and
Floyd.
Everybody right. Everybody was getting mixed and the police officers in Richmond wasn't nice to, you know, the public. So I was like, oh, a rally? I'm going to get beat up. So, but I was like, I would do the and I would do it my way, and I would make it a community event, and I would invite the community out. And when I opened the doors to the community and saw all the different organizations and all the support that the community gave, I was like, whoa, I can really, you know, do something with this. And this is really big. And Freedom Over Everything laid it out in ABC order, and they told me who to contact. And Joe Morrissey came and spoke at the rally. So we had a great turnout. And, of course, you wrote the play for the rally. I wanted to do everything in an order where
yeah.
we could, in aesthetic order. Hassan wrote the play for it. So
that
was my first first way of meeting Hassan. So the guys really laid everything out for me, and then after I did my first rally, I did like six other rallies. So we did a tour from Roanoke to Halifax to Fairfax, Virginia to Lynchburg to Petersburg, Richmond. And we wound up back in Richmond again. The last one was, like, coming back around to Richmond again. So after doing all of that, I guess I got a lot of different people looking at my, in critiquing my resumes and the things that I have done. I did the ambassador program for the city of Richmond under Mayor Stoney, where we reached out to the community work with virtual learning when we was under COVID on lockdown. So I helped the low-income housing communities every day with schoolwork and make sure that the kids had the equipment that they needed to have a productive school day. And then I got approached recently as a field coordinator for a gentleman who is Richard Walker, who is running for 79th District Delegate. So I have a way of preparing when you're not even knowing you're being prepared for greater work. So
right.
for me has been preparation for what's to come. So I'm very proud of all the preparation and all the work and the people who have been supportive and in my circle, growth. And, you know, I always say when you surround yourself with positive people, positive things have to follow. So I'm just excited about the walk that these new shoes have been carrying me.
Oh, man. So excited.
That's
man.
Beautiful.
So excited. You
yeah.
know,
yeah, that's
it just warms my heart to know that all of the effort, all of the work, everything that you've done up to this point has been in preparation for the work that you have to do, right? That's something that I've always come to realize is that the work never stops, right? It just becomes a labor of love when you're striving to be of service to humanity. And as we move forward in this process, it's always going to be work, and sometimes the work is going to be very hard. But within that there's a blessing, right? Because the Most High would not have placed it in your path if it was not so that you could overcome it, right? And knowing what we all been through, right? It's no way that we can't see our way to success in our future, because we've overcome so much. We've overcome so much, and we're still overcoming. We're still overcoming, bro. You know,
Well, sis, that was beautiful. That was beautiful to hear, like, just the path that sis laid down, like, you know, and let me remind you all, she's a mother. She's a mother of three beautiful mm-hmm. daughters. Like, don't get it twisted. She's a mother and she's a woman who works a 9-to-5. And yet, that's the thing, the passion, the inborn sincerity, which is manifested, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, Allah says in the Quran, Surah 53, Ayah 39, in this surah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that man can only have what he strives towards. And it's mm-hmm. really like cultivating, planting the seed and cultivating yourself while yet you're enduring struggles. See, people get this twisted. And I have to speak to the reality. You know, being an advocate is more of passion. It's more of an inborn inspiration that a person mm-hmm. has. And right. people don't realize the dedication it takes. And for me, I know that the foundation of all of that comes from, first and foremost, my submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and when I'm striving to move and do things, you know, I realize that has to be my base. But when you listen, you know, when, like, Queen Mother, when she was just speaking, I could feel the passion and just the things that she had to go through to get where she is today, because I know what that takes. You know, as a mother, mm-hmm. as a woman who's a mother, a black woman who's a mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. out here striving to raise her family and striving to do what she does best, nurture, you know, mm-hmm. her people. That takes a lot, and that's inspiring. You know, Hassan, tell the people.
I must say, I had to talk blindly. I had no clue just helping or assisting with helping men get a job would lead to me being a field coordinator in canvassing, helping set up canvassing for adults. You know, looking back at it, I see how God just slowly prepared me.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I can't complain. Although I did a lot of, you know, sacrificing, you know, my time away from the house. And then, you know, when the girls came to your event, Malai, Point of Impact,
Right. Yes.
That was so beautiful.
My daughter pulled me to the side and said, "Now I see, Mom, we really need to share you with other people." She's like, "For a long time I was jealous, but to see how these men need you as well," she was like, "I'm willing to share you now."
That's beautiful. Yeah, that was, listen, I was so very grateful, you know. That's the reward from all of this, you know, seeing the light that comes over people's face. You know, you can see the joy soothing out of everyone, you know, when we're all together and we're pushing for a cause, you know, and we see ourselves progressing in the process. You know, it's a beautiful
right.
thing, you know.
Right.
Hassan,
yes.
like
yes.
Tell
yes.
the people, like, what's some of the greater motivation? Because I know, me and Krista, we know, excuse me, on a daily. I know on a daily.
Right.
This brother.
Right.
But, you know, share with the people a little bit about where you are right now. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have heard my backdrop and know that I did 23 and a half years. A lot of what I'm doing now, right, is based upon the preparation that I started to make at the very beginning of my incarceration, right, all the way into the point of becoming a certified paralegal and having won multiple lawsuits inside of prison that helped change prison conditions. And so from there, the natural evolution for me was for me to not only be an activist on the inside of prison, to make the transformation into being an activist on the outside. And so for me, the past 6 months has been the wealth of experience has been the accumulation of almost 6 years in the last 6 months. You know, we just had a very successful prison justice reform rally where I'm the co-founder of the Virginia Prison Justice Network, which we founded inside of prison, me and Oscari Donso Lumumba, and also Margaret Breslow, who was at the Coalition for Justice, and Phil Willado from the Defenders of Freedom, Justice, and Equality, right? And so what we know from that is that when you start to make the movement on the inside, preparing yourself for what's yet to come, that ultimately it seems like the red carpet has been rolled out for you, and everything that you decide to do has come into fruition. And so for me right now, after that successful rally, I'm now headed to Virginia Tech on February the 20th, 21st, and the 22nd for a panel discussion with the Arts and Humanities Department at Virginia Tech. We're striving to create new forms of reentry that they want to start to implement at Lawrenceville Correctional Center. And so with that being said, so much more is coming out of that now. There's word of a documentary that's going to be coming down the line where we're going to be telling the stories of those of us who have been devastatingly impacted by the system of mass incarceration. And we want to lend voice to the voiceless and give hope to the hopeless. And so that has also propelled me to be, of course, Krista knows this, the public relations director of Freedom Over Everything. So I'm very thankful to the brothers there for seeing within me something that would actually request my services to come in and do what I do best as far as communicating with the people and being there as boots on the ground. And I've done so many things over the past 6 months, and there's so much more to come. People know that I've done a lot of spoken word. I've done a lot of spoken word all over the city and all over different functions and everywhere. And right now, we have something coming down the line. It's going to be my first project. We're hoping to release it in the spring. The first single is about to come out. And Malai, you know this, man, is that Touch the Sky, right? We're going to put Touch the Sky out, man. We want everybody to listen up for it. You done heard it done, spoken word, but you never heard it with the music. So it's coming down the line. And, you know, we got so many more things that we have in store for everyone. I'm also doing Richmond Restorative Justice, and we're working to do some circle keeping all throughout the city of Richmond, where we want to create the healing environment that's necessary for us to create the future that we want for ourselves. And so that is so much more. I work for the Help Me Help You Foundation. I am a lived experience expert there, working with Michelle Mosby and Shaquille Ali and a whole team of other individuals that do the best we can to help men make a successful transition from prison into society. And it's a very hard struggle for a lot of these men. I didn't realize how hard it was until I saw it firsthand for myself, having come home and really been able to lay a nice cushion for myself. But every man does not have that for himself. And so what I'm seeing is there is a missing link that's necessary to help these men make a successful transition. And we have to be that. We have to be that. Because if we are not that, then who's going to do it? Right? And so when you see an opportunity, you got to seize it. And you always seize the opportunity to do good. Always. And so for me, just being able to help these men, one of the men took me out to lunch yesterday for all that I was doing for them, man. Just took me out to lunch. And it warmed my heart so much, right, that I was ready to shed a tear because I never had nobody want to take me out to lunch for anything that I did for them. You know? And so that was just a wonderful, wonderful thing, a wonderful moment, you know. And with that being said, man, I know that we have so much more to give. We have so much more to do. This is why we've been brought together to unify, right? We're talking about community organizations restoring equality. So much more that I have to give. I have the Prisoners' Rights Clinic that's coming down the pipeline. So listen, man, y'all stay tuned. Know that it's more and more that we have to come. Point of impact is in full effect. Always, we're going to make the impact that's necessary. You know, that man, so much more to say, Mullah. Honestly, man.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. It's, yeah, I mean, just hearing, that's what the people, you know, need to hear. See, it's listening to the path that, you know, you and Krista had to travel. It's, you know, many brothers I've witnessed, you know, make that change and, you know, taking that alternative towards a new life and a life that, you know, is out to bring life to not just, you know, reward for themselves, but their community, their society, you know, their nationality of people, the nation of people, and the humanity of it, it starts to spark, you know. And we all in that fight, you know. I realized for many, many years, you know, as a youth, coming from where I come from, and, you know, love to all my family, all my peoples in Patterson, in Patterson, New Jersey. And when mm-hmm. I was a youth, I was always groomed to be, you know, a man of honor, man of integrity, even as a youth, you know. It was always emphasized to me, like, to treat people the way you want to be treated. Before I even knew Islam, you know, my family, you know, I come from that kind of cloth. So, you know, today being involved in, you know, doing the work that I'm doing with Community United Focus as a founder and CEO, you know, with a beautiful staff. I have a wonderful staff, my executive director, you know, Victoria Spain, and also correspondent Miss Melanie Jordan and Dr. Beverly. You know, they have been helping me to push Community United Focus Cups, and, you know, and then being a member of Freedom Over Everything, you know, which I'm grateful of, to be under the service of Krista and yourself and the brothers, you know, Nadir, KD, and OJ. You know, it's inspiring. It's moving to see me living that kind of life today, you know, where I was being prepared. As we was talking about preparation before we even know we was being prepared for something to come, you know. And then getting out here, you know, doing the work that I'm doing in the community, you know, working with so many different organizations, being a member of One Ummah, you know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. joining hands, you know, with the NAACP branch out here, you know, the Norfolk branch of the NAACP 7098, you know, it's things that I'm doing with my life right now that they're not monetary. They're mm-hmm. not monetary, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. and people don't seem to understand, like, you know, it just overwhelms me how sometimes, like, we'll spend our money gravely. When the white man say, hey, you need to spend your money for something, right? But when it comes to a black man saying, hey, you need to spend your money for this, we don't want to indulge that with one another. We run away from that advice, you know, coming from a person that, you know, is alike to me. We run away from it. But,
right.
you know,
right.
people don't, you know, Crystal was talking about, you know, there's a great deal of sacrifice and time that's given to these issues, you know, and here we are today, you know, fighting these issues, you know, and that's what inspired me to become an author, you know, just looking
right.
at the many
yeah.
different, you know, aspects of life in which you're being challenged, you know, in which you're being, you know, put to task, you know,
right.
and it's real. When you're out here and you're moving and you're doing things with your life that are progressive in a beneficial way, not only for yourself, not only just for your family, but your community and your society, it gives you a certain notion of an esteem to say, hey, I want to be a better person every day that I can. And I want to work to establish in any kind of way some motivation in another individual. You know, life is really a struggle, bruh. There's no cutting corners in life. There's no getting over. There's no getting over. You know, Allah says in the Quran, which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? Like, we complain or we'll get aggravated, we'll get annoyed or with a particular situation, but not knowing that that particular situation is preparing us for a situation in life that we need to have the knowledge and, of course, the understanding of how to, you know, move through it and navigate ourselves through life. And so for me right now, I'm very grateful. You know, I'm grateful for my staff here, my partners, my sister, my brother, Krista, you know, Mother Queen, man, I love you. And, Hassan, my brother, to the people, you guys are a strength to me. And this work that I'm doing, I'm learning so much from you guys. You know, I'm learning so much from my team. You know, Point of Impact is serious, man. We out here doing serious work. But the thing of it is, we're not here to change anybody's mind.
Right.
We're here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're just showing a improvement. You know, we're not here to change your mind about how you need to do something or, you know, we're just showing improvement, man, that, you know, you got to be active. If you want to change, you got to be active in the change. My man Azeem Majid, I love what he say. You know, there's no change without change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not for me to, you know, change your mind to get you. It's just for you to want to change and make change in it. You know, and see it happen. So,
that's right.
Right now, we definitely have some things moving. I was, and I want to share this with everyone. I was one. This for me is maybe. I'm very grateful. This is a great achievement. This is an achievement for me. I. You know, the Norfolk branch of the NAACP is 7098, I believe, 7098. They have voted me in. They voted me in yesterday. Their executive board,
come
they
on
voted
now.
Me in yesterday, 19-1, to be their criminal justice committee chairperson. So...
Oh, yeah.
To me, and and the first thing the vice presidents were the ones who pushed my name out to be elected for this position, and one of the things that they first asked me was, what legislation do you think you would want to attack first? What legislation do you believe should be attacked first? Let's get some legislation on the board that will make change for criminal justice. And that's what I'm saying. We don't want reform no more. We want rectification. Reforming is not rectifying anything, you know. And we want rectification. So I want to, you know, that's an achievement for me that I want to thank the executive board of the Norfolk branch of the NAACP, you know, Madam Stacy, Vice President Harvey Waters, and Vice President Vince, you know, these Vince Hodges, and all the executive board. Like, I'm just very grateful for that opportunity.
That's beautiful, man. Beautiful. That's wonderful.
That's
Malai.
Something that. That's ours. That's what we're doing.
That is big.
Yeah, man. That's wonderful, man.
And just seeing where you started from, and you used to always say, sis, where the people at? Why are they not showing up? Why are they not doing it? And, if you know, I said, if you build Rome, you know how they say it in Rome, you build it and the people will come. And, you know, faith without works is dead. So, definitely, you have been faithful. You have been diligently working, and the payoff is coming. And I always say, you know, you don't. It's not about the people that show up. It's about the work that you do.
Right.
You know, I said,
that's right.
It's all going to be.
That's right.
Work in the end, because you know the victory is most definitely going to be ours. You know.
That's right.
Bit by bit, people are coming. They may not be coming as fast as you may think, or as fast as you want them to come. But look where you started off. You started off by yourself, and then I came aboard, and now we got Hassan with us. So just know that the people are rolling in, and it can't be just anybody. You don't just
That's
want
right.
anybody.
That's right.
So if you look back at last year and where you are this year, you've been in leaps and bounds. You have grown.
Now understand that your good deeds, you haven't even have it. You don't have it within your heart, nor has it entered into your mind to be able to conceive the blessings that's in store for you, bro. See, that's the promise. For those of us who are faithful within our service and do what we do for not for self gratification, but we do it because it needs to be done, right? And somebody has to be willing to take the weight. So, what we're striving to do to lift the world as heavy as Atlas had on his back when you see Atlas with the world on his shoulders, and this is literally what we're striving to do. When it comes to our people, our community, our existence, right? To stay alive, man. And in order for us to survive, what awaits, we must have unity. It has to be that one brick supports the other, right? Because that is what Islam is like, the thought of a brick wall, that one brick supports the other, and if you can knock one brick out, you can cause the whole wall to fall. So what we want to do is, we want to hold together like that solid brick wall, right? And whenever anything come up against us, right, it don't get through. You feel me? It never make it into the promised land. And so that's what we building behind that wall. You understand? That's what we building behind that wall. And so when it come down to it, we here, man, listen, bro, the work that you're doing is so beautiful. I'm so thankful to be a part of everything that I see us becoming, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. You know, this is wonderful, man.
I want to share with everyone, because I got, you know, we all going to be working, myself, Krista, and Hassan, we're going to be working to determine what legislation we want to push immediately, but there's two things that I want to, just for the audience to contemplate. There's two things I want to push in legislation. And I would love for you guys, anyone listening, if you have any legislation that you would like to see pushed, please send me, you know, a text or anything, or call in, or hit us on a DM or anything and let us know what you're talking about, okay? And we'll keep that in. But let me just say this.
Yeah.
There has to be something done about, like, right now, the barriers for an individual who's a felon coming home on charges other than, you know, molestation charges.
Mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
should not, they should be vetted, but they should not be denied due to barriers, right? I'm going to explain why we need to get legislation for barriers, not just in place of employment, but this to be denied anything from an organization or an institution of an organization that's recognized in this United States because you were a felon, there needs to be some legislation passed that this violates your civil rights. This violates your civil rights and your constitutional rights. So we have to get that restored in some legislation to open up, to remove these barriers. The second thing is we want to push legislation to hold judges and prosecutors and those who prepare pre-sentencing reports to some type of harsh admonishment for any type of excessive sentencings, harsh sentencings, disparity practices. There has to be something that judges, prosecutors, those who are who prepare and do all of the preparation for the pre-sentencing reports, there needs to be legislation to hold them accountable so we can stop mass incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
So we can stop mass incarceration. And this has to be in place. There can't be the judge has humanity, immunity. These people cannot continue to do. Right, we can't. We have to have these two things of what is most creating legislation to break down these barrier walls, and then creating legislation for holding accountable these judges.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
who make these harsh sentences with no justification. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
There has to be a penalty. So that's where we're going. And that's what I'm striving to look forward to in order to bring an impact, because we have to stop the overflow, you know, of this mass incarceration machine.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Malai, just to go hand in hand with that, right? We've always been talking about. I had the opportunity to speak at the rally about oversight, right? And what I've seen through my experience about oversight within and outside of prison, right? There has to be an independent oversight commission, right? There has to be an independent oversight council that's made up of private citizens that are put there to make sure that we are a watchdog to what's going on inside of prison and what happens before you put a person in prison. Before you put a person in prison, right? There has to be some oversight committees, because me just having experience of going inside the courtroom recently to see the conduct, the unprofessional, unethical conduct of the clerks and the lawyers and the judges inside of the courtroom is horrendous. It is preposterous, brother. It is a mockery of anything that you would say is justice. And I'm about to write an article on it now, because what I've seen is a mockery. It is terrible. It's something that we have to really look into, because this is how we get processed to go into, right, the courtroom. And I'm talking about General District Court, a court not of record. In that courtroom, so much shistiness is going on in the courtroom. right? That people's due process is being trampled upon every day. Every day.
Every day.
And people don't even know it. They don't even know it, brother, because they don't know what they're looking at. They don't know what's happening to them. And so I'm really about this oversight, man. We have to get on top of oversight because that's exactly what you're talking about. Holding the judges, the prosecutors, the lawyers, everybody accountable.
And see, this is where you bring an impact. This is where, you know, this is what we want to be doing. We want to be bringing action. You know, there's a constant thing of everybody coming together, meeting. Well, now we got the table set. So now here we just got to place the, you know, the utensils and the plates, get the meal cooked, and let's do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You see, right now, what I'm just striving for, man, is just to do something that we can establish a legacy of rectification that's going to be moving right here from the first and last state of slavery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I believe we can. I mean, there's many of organizations, podcasts, many of people moving like us. And right now we just got to all, you know, gravitate to one another and build that nucleus and expand from there. And we can do it right here. We're doing it.
Yes.
Right now we have an opportunity. And, you know, I know that I can't do it without you guys. You know, alhamdulillah. That nothing moves except for by the might and strength of Allah. You know, nothing. And so I know together we can, we're going to sit down and I'm just sharing this with you, with all our listeners, whoever may be listening. If you want to call in, please call in and give a comment. Just press one. Okay. But, yeah, we definitely got an opportunity. And I am just really grateful. To be given this privilege, this honor, because I know what it means, Hassan. You know, I know what it means. You know,
For
those who may not know, I did 25 years in prison. I did 25 years, and I've only been home now 2 years and I think what, 3 months. And
That's right.
You know, it's gearing work, and it's gearing work that, you know, you go through different levels of change and hardship because you have your own personal life. You have the people you love in your personal life, and they seeing you. They seeing you out there grinding, and they're like, man, are you okay? You know, is this too much? I don't like this. This is, you know, they're scared for you.
Right.
You know, my family worry a lot about, you know, I got pulled over the other day by the police. You know, I shouldn't even be saying that. Well, now all my family members here. But, you know, I don't even like to share things like that with them because, you know, I don't want them fearing, you know, me getting back in trouble. You know, sometimes this, you know.
Right.
As in the Brother Infinite situation, you know what I'm saying? We get people that come for you, you know what I'm saying? And they come for you and they try to jack you up, you know. They try to jack you up, man. So, you know, you got to really be, you know, it's a lot. And they have every right, your family has every right to be worried and concerned, you know. So, you know, I want to thank our families, too. Our families.
Yeah, man.
Our families.
Yeah.
Is unbelievable. Hassan, your family, Krista, the girls, oh, my God. Like, you know, you guys, our family is really big part of why I do everything I do, you know. Yeah, man. So, well, do we got any caller, Jason? Anybody calling for us, bro? Not tonight?
Let me see, Jason? You got one.
Okay, bring him on in.
5885, you live.
Hello. Hi, it's Latoya.
Latoya.
Yes. I hear a wonderful voice. I'm doing well.
Girl, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
This is my executive director, y'all. This is the lady with the ball that's hitting the home run behind the scene. Yes, sir. How you doing, ma?
Right.
I thank God. God just needs to allow these long-term symptoms I'm experiencing. He needs to just let that pass. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm doing well, Hashan. I'm just so glad to hear your wonderful voice and Sister Crystal. Every last one of y'all, y'all just do amazing things all the time. It's just so great to hear right
now. Oh, thank you.
It's so great to
thank
hear
you
it.
So much.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, my most thing to tell you, keep seeing asking God, and he shall lead y'all. It's just so good.
Right.
Wonderful things. It's just amazing. Yeah.
That promise is true.
Okay.
That promise is true.
How the kids, Victoria?
Latoya, I don't have kids.
Oh, this Latoya. Oh, I thought she said yes. Victoria. But y'all ain't straight me. Oh my God, y'all. I thought you said Victoria.
I thought you were saying. Look, you. No, not Victoria. Latoya.
No, I thought you said
Latoya. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault. Excuse me, y'all.
That's okay. No worries.
Boy, ain't nobody. So, Latoya, how are you doing, sister?
I'm doing well. I'm grateful.
Yeah, you be holding down the show, sister. You be holding down the show, you shit.
Yes, I'd like to call
them. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Yeah. I mean, it's just a pleasure hearing your voices every week. It's really good.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it. That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's very beautiful and comforting to us to hear your voice because, you know, just to know that, you know, we're here to support you in anything that we may support you in. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for allowing us to share, you know, your space and giving us your time. We appreciate that, sister.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, we do.
You're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. Each and every one of you, welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's
well,
great.
We got a few minutes. Sister Krista, you wanna close out for us, Sister Krista?
Is she there? Well, I tell you what, you know, sometimes you know her duty calls, man, when she's at work.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah. I mean, that, you know,
yeah.
That's how it is. But you know how we do. You know how we do. We just always step in, and we just make it happen. And so, for one, I would just like to say thank everyone for all the love and support that I received. Recently, my father's sister passed away, and the funeral is tomorrow. I've been requested to say some words about my aunt. And a lot of times people don't know the people that help you along the way, man. They don't know what those people did for you. So tomorrow
yes,
I have
sir.
An opportunity to express that to my family. And so, you know, I'm going to really relish that moment to be there when I haven't had a chance to be there for the past 23 years, right? So it's going to be a wonderful thing for me at the same time, bittersweet, for the loss of my aunt. But we know that, the truth be told, that when we understand that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, that when we leave, we return to the Most High. And so with that being said, we take those things in stride. Right, and we have no fear, nor shall we grieve. Right, and so this is something that we all must go through. And so for me, I just want to say thank you to everyone that has shown support, lend their hand, anyone that I've been able to help.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that experience. Right, and you know, I just feel like I've been given so much that to whom much is given, much is required. And so people are going to see so much more from me. Right, and you know, just I just want to say thanks to everyone, my team, Krista, Malai, Y'all been so helpful. So I appreciate all of you, man. It's been wonderful for me.
Yeah.
Well,
Malak.
Chrissy, you want to see? Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's up? This is Jay Shum.
Okay.
Oh no, I just wanted to say, condolences first to Hassan too, about his aunt.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations on the your appointment to the I forgot what you said they appointed you to.
Chairperson for the Criminal Justice Committee.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, brother.
Congratulations. Yeah, I was saying
yeah.
in my mind, like, we met so many years ago, man. Like, I can
yeah.
remember it
yeah.
seemed like yesterday. Like, I always tell you, I remember when you know, brother Shireen was, because you know me and him
yeah.
were tight. And he was telling, I think he had transferred to the school you was at or something. He used to just always tell me about you all the time. And
yeah.
and I knew, you know, Shireen was he was the thorough one. He was thorough. So I knew if
yeah.
he spoke highly of somebody, I knew that, you know, if somebody was loyal, thorough, you know, and stuff like that. And then when we met, we was teenagers. And you know,
yeah.
it was
yeah. Yeah.
Out on that block, we had everything. We had everything out there. We, you know, on our block, you know, we had everything. Rough people, we had smooth people. We had everything out there. But with
that's
that being
right.
said,
right.
I'm talking about the men we grew up to be today. No matter what trials and errors we went through along the way, and
yeah.
who would ever know? But I'm not taking credit. But who would ever know that you would come home? And then I would hit you up to invite you on my show as a guest.
Yeah.
and then
yeah.
I told you, like, you should do your own show. Because just like when
that's
we was
right.
young, I knew you was the man, like I knew like you would be the man with podcasts. And now look where we all at. You know, we all paving the way. We all got different shows, and they
yeah.
all got a purpose,
yeah.
and they all got a meaning, and they all for different people, you know, different strokes with, you know,
yeah.
different folks. But as long as it's all positive, you know what I mean? But just keep doing what
mm-hmm.
you're doing, the whole team, the whole Crystal, Hassan, just keep doing your whole team, because you came a long way.
Yeah. You know,
and,
thank you. Yeah. Hey, just, you know, but I'll be telling that, like, the real backstory, like me and Jay Shaw, we literally grew up like kids, you know, neighborhood kids, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So it is amazing.
it is.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
You know how Allah brings it all around. You know what I mean? Brings it all the way around, man. And
right.
You know,
yeah.
it's a beautiful thing to be even sharing this. You know, a lot of, I tell people all the time, man, you know, people are in your life today and then they're gone tomorrow, man. I don't just mean, you know, in transition. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like,
yeah, yeah.
they can be here still in this worldly life, and, you know, they'll be in and out your life. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, Krista said earlier about, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people. You know, and when you surround yourself with positive people, you get positive
yeah.
results, you know.
Right.
You know, and she said that to me yesterday. But you know, it is
yeah.
tough. It is tough for all of us, and we all have our own personal struggles. And with that being said, let me just I want to thank all the brothers that I reached out to. Who just accepted my call or who just listened to my text, responded in my pride to help to get out to Wisconsin to be there for my family, for my wife who's going through some medical issues. And I'm asking that everybody continue to pray for my family. Thursday, she's got to
yeah.
get a procedure done just to determine of if she's, you know, where internal bleeding and things are coming from. So I'm just asking everybody, you know, even though we see progress, we ain't out the woods yet. So I'm just asking everybody to continue to pray for us. For her. And I want to thank these brothers for helping me to get myself financially right so that I can leave to go out there the 21st. Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you all very
much.
Yes,
sir. Thank
and
you.
even if you contributed through Just for Duat, that's a supplication for us. I'm thanking you. Upon Allah, and I thank Allah for that, you know, that strength. This has been a wonderful show. This was a very personal show for us, and we wanted to have this show tonight. And it's also this night, of course, is the first Sunday of the month, so we want to encourage everyone to learn more about the issues of mental health, issues of imprisonment, people incarcerated, and mental health about people in society. Please educate yourself more. Seek knowledge in how you can possibly be aware so that you can bring about some change in issues concerning our people who suffer or the mental illness that people go through while incarcerated as well as society. Hopefully next month we'll be able to join with our panel for the mental health discussion. We're going to close tonight. Jayshawn, thank you, brother, for coming in and giving a few words. I love you. Love you for his inspiration. And I want to thank my cousin, King Henry. He also gave me my first interview. And DJ B, you know what I'm saying, 103 Jams out here. DJ B actually gave me my very first interview. My very first interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like two or three weeks once I came home, you know what I mean? Something like that. But, look, man, everyone, please take this time, man. And, do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter. And take this time to do something that will benefit your family, you know? And take this time to do something that will benefit your community, locality. Okay? So everyone be safe. Be careful. Point of impact. We love y'all. Krista and Hassan, man. Love y'all. Speak to y'all later.
Love you more.
Assalamu alaikum.
Love you more, bro.
Good night, everyone.
Let's love. Yeah.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend. Yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.